Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning, colleagues. As I read the situation, we have, thanks to your expert chairmanship and our collective diligence, reached the end of what you hoped we would be able to get through this week in terms of reading through your paper. And so the discussion last night and this morning is really how we are to use the extra or the day that remains over to us, having completed that task that was envisaged. We spent an hour this morning now discussing how we're going to use today, but I think we all agree that it is important that we do use today profitably, because as we know, time is short. The question is a complicated one, and as a group of governmental experts, we have a duty to present some well thought through and specific recommendations to the review conference in December. That being the case, then, I think there are two ways we could use today. We could either do as I think the distinguished delegate of the Russian Federation has suggested, which is to revert to substantive discussions on questions that are not yet ripe for consensus. Or we could do as you have suggested, Mr. Chair, which is to continue with agenda item 6 and help you in preparing the next draft of your paper for our consideration. The questions that you put to us last night were excellent ones. I understood them to be guiding questions that would stimulate discussion in the three areas that you particularly need our guidance when you're preparing that second draft, namely characterization, human and machine interaction, and ethics. Like others, these questions are excellent and complicated ones, and like others, we have looked at them, but we're not in a position to give definitive answers. But then, if any of us were, we probably wouldn't still be needing to discuss them. But we are perfectly prepared, either in a formal or an informal setting, to engage with those questions, because I think that the three areas you have set out are indeed ones where we need to do more work in generating those consensus recommendations that we are mandated to produce. So that is simply my reading of the situation this morning. We can either revert to agenda item 5 and have a reopened discussion on a contentious question that is yet to be resolved. My own personal view is that in the 5 hours that remain to us today, that's probably not fruitful, and we should leave ourselves enough time to do that when we come back in September. Or we could do as you have suggested and continue to support you in producing the next draft of your paper. We're in your hands, Mr. Chair, but my preference would be for the latter. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the